open way. How's that? Very clever, huh? Yeah, you like that?
Like, very nice. Yeah.
Been practicing that. 7 after the hour, this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focused on the news of the day, the information that's around, what the latest is on several stories, with input from various talk show hosts and news talk television hosts as well, as we discover the next chapter in the life of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. As you'll remember, our dramatic story about Chuck Hagel yesterday and the Defense Department spending plan for 2015 has received a lot of criticism, and it happened pretty much from the members of his own party. Surprisingly, shockingly, the Republicans don't like his proposal. How do you feel about it? 888-302-3684. Have you checked in at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show? You can send an email along. I think I read a couple of those yesterday. The discerning folks who didn't agree with my point of view. 888-302-3684. And the address as far as email is concerned, doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com. I said it's high time we stop fooling around with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. To that, some people have said, oh, this is terrible because, and I keep saying, what about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Oh, but it's terrible because, and so we seem to be at a moderate impasse. Some of the military, interestingly enough, have supported former Senator Hagel's ideas. Joint Chief of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey has endorsed the Hagel plan for cuts, noting it would be an uphill battle, because this is an election year. Do you think that was in their mind? Am I so cynical that these people are trying to make themselves look good, but they know the Republicans will come out against it and they'll get points? Nah. They wouldn't think that way. Would they, Kenny, in the White House?
No.
Retired Army General George Jolwan, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, also supports the plan. Changes are necessary. Yes, they are. So what do you think about this? I'm sure we get people lined up, want to be smoking, so you smoke whatever you want to smoke. Meanwhile, let's tune in to radio host Tommy Tucker, who talked to CBS military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland. There's a guy. These guys are always these military guys. What's Schmickle? Who's that guy? We got him? Did we find Colonel Dean? What's the guy's name?
Smittle.
Smittle. Where's he? Is he in on this?
Smittle.
Let's find Smittle.
Not today.
Ah, darn. I was hoping we could find him. All right, well, this guy's as much of a hack as he is. McCausland talks to Tommy Tucker here.
Give me your take on all of this. I guess we should start with some of the main things that he wants to do and your take on it.
Well, Tommy, first of all, I want to correct you slightly. We're not going to cut spending back to where it was before World War II. We're going to cut the size of the Army back to where it was before World War II.
Bringing
the Army from a high of about 570,000 at the height of the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan down to about 440,000.
Colonel, I'm laughing at myself because if you cut spending down to pre-World War II levels, given inflation, that's going to be a lot smaller military.
Exactly. That's exactly why I made the comment.
An important distinction, Colonel. Thank you.
Exactly right. But still, I'll bring the force down, the Army at least, down to the level where it was before the Second World War. In addition to that, we're going to see at least one fighter aircraft go out of the inventory. That's the A-10 tank buster. We're going to see the U-2 surveillance aircraft go out of the inventory. We're going to see some less increases in pay for the military. We're going to see freezing for increases in senior officer pay. We're going to see some adjustments to things like housing allowances. And also the veterans may also have to pay slightly more for co-pays for their TRICARE insurance. But this is really an effort, I think, to reshape the force, recognize physical realities, stay within that Budget Control Act that was passed back in December to bring the budget down to about $496 billion.
Bottom line,
yep.
You're a former retired colonel. Is this going to make the country weaker? Is it going to work smart instead of hard? And has new warfare changed it where you don't need all these things like U-2s, A-10 tank busters, et cetera?
Well, you're exactly right. One thing you have to do in any strategy is take a bit of risk, and this is going to take a bit of risk. But as the Pentagon looks to the future, the question is, do we need a really big army, or do we need a very highly technologically sophisticated, efficient army? And they're voting for the latter.
What do you think? If I'm making you Secretary of Defense.
I think it's actually, frankly, is appropriate. I love the United States Army. I've devoted my entire career to the United States Army. But as we bring the active Army down, we also got to keep in mind we've got a National Guard and Reserve. They're going to get smaller, too. But they're a very different force because for the last 12 years, they have mobilized, deployed, fought, and returned, and done that several times. So that mobilization process is as good as probably any time in our history. And we're also going to see additional investments in other areas that I think are probably more likely to cause us problems in the future. What are those? Well, cyber. We're going to see increased spending for special operations, counterterrorism operations. But we're not going to be able to do it without calling up the Guard and Reserve is go out, invade a country, occupy that country, and stay there for a long period of time.
Doing that, isn't it? 888-302-3684. You have no business going into Iraq, really. He could have bumped up. What I'm surprised at, and I'm not sure I even agree with this, I think from all I've read, I'm not a military guy, but maybe it's time, I mean, the people who put all this together aren't military guys either, but the military guys are agreeing with the cut in the budget. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Those are the four words to keep in mind when you're discussing this. Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Remember the number. We have a $700 billion proposal. If we get rid of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, according to the Congressional Budget Office, $460 billion would get the same job done. So that's a lot of tea. That's a lot of people paying and wasting their tag. Well, you could say it means jobs and it's good to keep the cash flowing and things like that. Well, let's find a better way. How about we use some of that money? I don't even want to use it for education because the government screws up education. There must be some. I'm going through all these various departments in my mind quickly, and most of them are a complete waste. Let's find one area that needs a little more money, if we can agree on it. Certainly isn't the TSA. Certainly isn't the FDA. It certainly isn't any of those. So what, the Treasury Department doesn't need more at the IRS? Where do they need more money? Maybe they don't need more. What a concept. They don't need any more money. They need less money. Oh, wow. How about we do this in all of the budget process? Let's do that with everything. Wow, what a radical idea. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Kenny's going to update us on what you're saying on our social media in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar Inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tomorrow, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally face in battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tomorrow night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
888-302-3684. Doug's Good Day program. Ken and I are working over the proposed troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and the cut in the budget. So what are people saying on our Facebook and Twitter pages, Kenny?
Vic says it's not enough, cut deeper.
Yay! Okay, next.
Joe says, this will put this country and our allies in grave danger. We need to strengthen our military, not downgrade it.
Nonsense. Next.
I'm doing
one word.
Staley
says, you like
those?
You like my one word? Is that I stick to one word here?
Stan says, we need to pull all our troops from around the world and bring our soldiers home.
At least many of them. Yes. Yes. Oh, I did more than one word, though, there. All right. Any others? They're good.
Stephen says there is no reason that we spend more than 10 countries combined on defense.
All right, so most everybody's getting onto the bandwagon here. Here's radio host Richard Randall talking to Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado about Lamborn's concerns because of these cuts. So let's see if it's the same old party line or if there's something new and creative in here to his objection.
You knew that this was coming in terms of there being cuts, but the specifics of them we're now looking at. And this is a guy, Chuck Hagel, who is saying, well, you know, we're never going to have another one of these situations where we're in it for a long term and we have to provide stability and conduct a long-range operation. How does he know that? How in the world does anybody know that? And when this administration is gone, who knows what we're going to have to deal with? I would hate the idea that we might have a Republican president and we have a conflict in the world and we're not prepared to go.
Richard, everything you're saying is exactly right. And actually, the policies of this president will make it more likely that we have conflict in the future, because I believe, like Ronald Reagan says, that strength deters aggression, whereas weakness invites aggression. And we're showing ourselves weak. You can look at so many examples, you know, leading from behind here and there, going soft on Iran. So I'm really concerned. And Chuck Hagel does not have a crystal ball. And there's no way that they can say that they know what the future holds. So these cuts, Richard, I am very skeptical about them. And I'm going to be working on the Armed Services Committee to make sure that we do not make any precipitous cuts like he wants.
All right. I know that you've got a busy schedule. I will let you go. I appreciate you joining us here this morning. Any final thoughts before you go, Congressman Doug Lamborn?
Well, Richard, under the Constitution, the nation's defense is the top order and a priority for the government. And yet this administration doesn't seem to understand that. They take it for granted. They're making the budget for defense a punching bag, and I really do not like that.
Blah, 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 blah. That's really what that is, right? Blah, blah, blah. It's the same old party line. Think about and really come up with something that's creative or new. Help your constituents who are frustrated because much of their money is being wasted by demanding that we cut waste, not cut anything except waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. What do you say? 21 after.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. years. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In my life and time.
Oh, of course, they're all streaming to it. It's so good. Right? Must be pretty good. All of them. Was that, all for, was that four of them or three of them came in? They turned around.
I don't know. So many, they happen so fast together.
Right. Devlin Choice opening up the voice last night with a song for you. This is a song for you. A song for you. All right, so I like to highlight these shows, these performance shows, in our musical spots in each hour as we have them. So this fellow apparently got a lot of attention and did well with trying to attract attention. I don't know who he went with, though, ultimately. Let's figure that out later on. Now back to trying to figure out the Defense Department's spending plan. According to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, this is necessary for us to be competitive. Here's host Howie Carr talking to analyst Colonel David Hunt about some of these proposed cuts.
You heard that the military, Obama wants to cut the size of the military down to what it was at pre-World War II levels. And as you know, that didn't leave us in a very good position when World War II started, even though they had already started drafting guys before Pearl Harbor. We were still way behind the curve, and it took a while to catch up and probably cost a lot of casualties because we didn't have enough troops to go to war immediately. Colonel, this is pretty shocking, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the pre-World War II numbers are scary. I get the politics of this. We were going to have to adjust. After 9/11, we got big. We were going to war. We're still at war.
Yeah.
But my problem with this, it's going to, instead of forcing the military to pay the guys more, it's going to do a little reduction. Okay, fine. How about we pay the ones we leave, and we stop this ridiculous business of the F-35 and the F-18s, this Air Force numbers. We're spending billions of dollars on airplanes that aren't flying in combat because they're designed to be air-to-air. It's too much detail. We shouldn't be dropping the military to pre-war II levels. We're going to have to do some reduction after we get out of Afghanistan, which we're going to, just like we were in Iraq. But we need to build up our special operations guys, but we've got to pay everybody more. Look how RZA is a score just right now at on Fox, where the VA was destroying medical records because they were so far behind in appointments. I mean, there's that kind of thing going on in our government, this administration and others, and how we mistreat veterans. The reduction of our active duty force is just one of the many bad stories about how we're treating veterans.
Yeah, we're rubber stamping through illegal aliens, calling them dreamers, and letting them go out and drive drunk and kill American civilians. And spread only God knows how many diseases, whether it's measles in Framingham or polio in California.
Yeah, it's inconsistent policy. We've got 25 veterans, active duty veterans, veterans committing suicide every day in the country. 25. That's unbelievable. I mean, we got 250,000 homeless. Yeah, the reduction is a mistake. But that whole approach to this, the governor's, we're really losing ground fast. We don't, our priorities, I don't understand them. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we have a our population has more than doubled since 1940, and we're going to have the same number of armed personnel.
Well, the Army, you want the military on what kind of a fight you're in. You don't want the military, unless you're going to make it mandatory. It's not supposed to be appropriate to geometrically proportioned to the number of people in the country. It has to do with the enemy you're going to fight. And we are fighting war on terror. It's going to be an awful, and that's a special operations, infantry type, some aviation type of stuff, Navy SEAL type of operation, high heavy on intel.
Yeah.
The big wars of Russia are gone. Everyone seems, a lot of people worry about the Chinese. The point is, though, it's too easy. You tell the Department of Defense, you're going to lose money. The first thing they do is go after soldiers, is go after the size of the unit. The President of the United States didn't tell the Department of Defense, reduce the military. What the White House said is you're going to have a smaller budget. The Department of Defense said that means we're going to have to reduce the number of guys, as opposed to going after these billion-dollar programs.
Well, the idea here is to figure out what to do, right? Your call's coming up here on Good Day.
Hi, baby. How is Mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Marabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Making this a better day than just a pretty good day. I'm Doug Steffen, 33 minutes after the hour in the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I monitoring what's going on in the world, here and there.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you probably like that. So it's Wednesday, February the 26th. You can join us. Here's the big news. This will be what people are already talking about. This is the big story. This is bigger than the military budget cuts. This is bigger than the anti-gay bill in Arizona, bigger than what's going on in Ukraine. This is bigger than what's at the NSA. This is just big. Joe Piscopo has been named a morning talk show host for a radio station in New York City called 970 The Answer. He's actually been on the air there since January. But now he's a permanent guy. How many people remember Joe Piscopo from Saturday Night Live?
I remember him.
Lots of movies, television shows. He became a bodybuilder. He's done a lot of interesting things in his life, not radio. So now he's decided he wants to do a morning radio program, a talk show, and his stripes are right of center. So there he goes. I think a great morning show would be Alec Baldwin and Joe Piscopo together. That would be a good radio program. It would be a good radio program. Don't you think? That would be a good program.
I don't know. Alec Baldwin seems to lose his cool very quickly.
Yeah. Right. Good actor, though. 888-302-3684. Okay, back to the military budget cuts and whether it's a good idea or it's not such a good idea. Harold calls Good Day from Tennessee, thinks there are other things in the military that ought to be cut before they start getting rid of people.
I believe that they should not do anything to hurt the personnel of the United States Army, but they should probably look towards getting rid of some of these contractors. This military is more or less becoming a corporate military, and there's some people that, just my thoughts, believe that corporations are the ones making, like Halliburton, they really enjoy war because their profits go up. And I think this thing about TRICARE, deductibles, and the commissary, just a smokescreen. They're taking away a lot of things. It costs a lot to be a retiree.
888-302-3684. I agree. And going back to the conversation that Howie Carr had with one of those military experts, the military, Howie was being political, but the military guy wasn't. He made some very good points in his discussion with Howie, and that fellow who just was on the air with his Herald made some very good points as well. It isn't about personnel. It's about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. These programs, somebody pointed out earlier how many airplanes that they have produced over the years for the military they don't want, don't need them. They don't speak to the needs of what a war would be like in 2014. Debbie in Virginia, your thoughts, please.
First, I know that the country's in dire straits with budget cuts, and the government is trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do with handling our budgets. But I don't feel that cutting our personnel down, to our military personnel down, is going to solve any great issue. We need them. We have always needed them. They've always been there for us. And I think that that should be a separate issue.
All right. Agreed. 888-302-3684 to recap. And actually, this is a new wrinkle of sorts. The president asking the Pentagon for a plan to remove all the troops from Afghanistan completely by the end of this year. Not that it's surprising he changes his mind or flip-flops on things. He promised to get everybody out of Afghanistan during the first round of campaigns before he was elected in 2008, right, Kenny? He said, we're getting everybody out of Afghanistan. And then, oh, wait a minute, can't quite do that. And then he was fighting with everybody, including Hagel, it was Gates before Hagel, about getting the troops out. The Gates plan was to have them all out by now. Oh, can't do that. So we're going to leave, 40,000 troops or something? He brought all of them, but
something
40,000
like
home. And so now they're over there getting shot at for no good reason. But then they've been there for 10 years or 12 years. How long have they been there? Getting shot at for no good reason?
Didn't they go there in 2002, right?
Yeah, right. Went to Afghanistan to get bin Laden. Couldn't find him hiding in a cave, which is where he was. He went over to Pakistan, went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So he left all the troops over there to waste more of your tax dollars and accomplish absolutely nothing. All right, so now President Hamid Karzai, who's not exactly our best pal, even though his brother has been nicely taken care of with a farm in western Pennsylvania. So there's a dispute over the security pact with the president of Afghanistan. So Obama says, we're pulling out. If Karzai agrees to sign the security deal, Mr. President said he's open to keeping some of the troops in the country. Why? Why? Who cares? Let them shoot and chop each other up over there. President discussing both options with Karzai yesterday in a phone call. He affirmed U.S. support for a fair, credible, timely, and Afghan-led election process and vowed not to support any particular candidate. He did tell Karzai the U.S. is making its own plans for troop withdrawal since Karzai appears unlikely to sign the security pact, and the reason he's not likely to is for political reasons. So there you go. Why in the name of heaven have we allowed this? As you are a citizen and a taxpayer of the United States, you pay into this, I am. Everybody listening should be ashamed of themselves because of what we have done or allowed to be done to our troops that were over in Afghanistan doing what we... I didn't ask them to do it. Kenny, you didn't ask them to do it. And most people in any sense didn't ask them to do it. But somebody got the bright idea that we ought to stay there. So thousands of men and women, tens of thousands have been put in jeopardy and thousands have died for nothing. Not them protecting our country from anything. Tony in Maryland on the proposed cuts in the military.
The president president and the people in Washington that are there now are making a big mistake. We live in a more dangerous world than we've ever been in the past. And if the people in Washington are not capable of doing their job, they should have not applied for the job in the first place. And that's the biggest problem that we have right now.
All right, say good morning to folks listening in New Jersey. All right, three or four stations that are there. Thanks for joining us. 888-302-3684. We're discussing the military budget and cuts that have been proposed. Here's Tim in Ohio with a focus on the military personnel.
I wasn't in the military, but I am very proud of them, and they're a necessity that everyone knows how important they are. Gosh, we have a lot of bases, a lot of troops, but I think we should take care of the troops now that are in active service and give them the raise that Congress gets. I think Congress is too free with our money. And if we're going to be a police force all over the world, won't we need the military to back it up? It's more peaceful, but yet it's more violent in dangerous ways. We can't get troops and fight an actual war. We have to go in with all the sophistication to battle these guys that are pretty much cowards that blow up things, blow up their own people. And we might maybe need some kind of PR work to get us boosted in morale that we're fighting a very devious bunch of people. And I'd like to see them save some money, but I think maybe the military should do that on their own. Maybe not so many tanks.
Maybe not. 888. This is good. It's stimulating. It's a good way for us to discuss this issue with lots of different points of view. 888-302-3684. You may or may not have heard the story about the Navy relieving a commander, the fellow who ran the frigate USS Taylor. They don't have any confidence in him because he ran the vessel aground in a port in Turkey a couple of weeks ago. Let's see here. The USS Taylor, one of two Navy ships assigned to the Black Sea because of the Winter Olympics, ran aground as it prepared to moor in the Turkish port of Samsun, where it was scheduled to make a brief stop for fuel. The vessel proceeded with its mooring. No one was injured. But here's another. How come this guy, his name is Commander Dennis Volpe, relieved of duty because of loss of confidence in his ability to command? The U.S. Naval Forces Europe Africa said in a statement, noting that Volpe had been reassigned to the staff of the destroyer Squadron 14. They always stay in. They just give them a different job. They want to move them out of the way. When you look at some of the, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that most people never hear anything about. I find this to be actually pretty interesting. The question was whether he was relieved because the thing ran aground or because of the running aground, the damage to the ship caused 175 gallons of oil to leak out of the ship's hull. So that means the thing got a hole in the side of it at where the fuel tank is. So that's that story. Patrick in California, wrap this up for us, will you?
I'm a Vietnam veteran. And in the year 1968 in the Mekong Delta, with hazardous duty pay and overseas pay, I made the magnificent sum of $240 a month. 40 years later, I'm diagnosed with Agent Orange cancer, and the VA has taken incredibly good, proficient, high-tech care of me. I can't say enough good things about it. I hope that other people get treated the same. It made me really sad to see take the Hill Patrick Murphy thing the other day about a guy who lost both legs in Iraq and seems to have plateaued in VA care. Whatever happens to our troops, we have to take care of them.
Yep, that is for sure. All right, we'll wrap it up there and continue conversation. Let's see, where do we go? Oh, we ought to take a shot at the NSA. I think we should spend a minute on that, Kenny. Let's spend some time on that. 14 before the hour, and good day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, most of us during the winter actually drive in snow, and there are a percentage of us that have actually made the investment and purchased snow tires to drive in the snow. And you know what? When that happens, we just have a much easier drive because we knew that there was something in front of us, and we found a way to solve it. Now, there are many of us who just go on the way they do, have their tires spin, get nowhere, get stuck, move over to the side of the road, because even though they know that there are snow tires there, they do not do anything about it. Now, in our life, what do we do when the forces of nature, when the forces of things that are uncontrollable come at us? Do we go out and buy the snow tires? If we do, congratulations. If we don't, we just continue to spin around life. Let snow tires be a lesson for you. When something comes in your way, find a way to solve it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
All right, where were we here at 51 past the hour? A moment or two devoted to the latest or the ongoing controversy with the NSA, the National Security Agency, and their taping. Here's host Brian Thomas talking to Senator Rand Paul about the lawsuit that's been filed, what the latest is this week.
What if you prevail, and I presume you will, on behalf of all Americans that are part of the class, what do we receive in return? Senator?
They will quit taking your phone records without your permission, and they will get rid of all the records they've collected so far. And so we're not asking for any money. It's an unusual class action suit because it really involves almost every American that has a phone, which is maybe the largest class action suit, and particularly a class action suit in defense of the Bill of Rights. But the interesting thing is we don't want any money. We just want them to quit abusing our liberty and privacy.
And I go back to the predicate for this, which was all the lying going on. So you win, and they say, okay, we won't do it anymore, and we'll destroy it. The Patriot Act, under which all of this kind of unfolded, doesn't allow anybody any access to anything that's going on for any purpose of verification. And the people who have the information aren't allowed to even say anything about it because they'll get prosecuted under the very law we're talking about. How do we make sure that if you win, it's actually been done?
Well, we have some other reforms, too, that are legislative. I have a bill that says that if you get a warrant from a secret court, which is the FISA court, where you can't have a lawyer, that you do get the chance to appeal outside of the FISA court
and then get into a real court with a real lawyer and make an argument. And this is an important fact because the government has been saying, oh, this is not a big deal. 15 judges have ruled it constitutional. We'll realize that those 15 judges were in secret and there was no representation, no lawyer for the plaintiff's side.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the Doug Steffen Good Day Perch on the World. I'm Doug. He's Ken. Michael Fournier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. 888-302-3684. Big news from Arizona, where the Milwaukee Brewers have started their spring training. Spring training underway this week. And the first games, I think, will be broadcast this weekend, aren't they? Going to start, yeah, this weekend, I think, is the first game. So
I think so, yeah.
The story from the Milwaukee Brewers camp in Phoenix is about a dog who's been named Hank. Somehow or other got into the camp on Wednesday, that was last Wednesday, and apparently he was a dog that was lost, and they have, there are pictures all over the internet. I'm sure you've seen these, Kenny. Very cute, sort of a white poodle. And they've given him, he doesn't have a home, or nobody's claimed him. And so he was running across the field, and the players started watching him. And he's the cutest thing, so his pictures of him around. He's got a Milwaukee jersey on, the picture. Very cute. Other news, maybe this is more important as far as you're concerned. Governor Brewer likely will veto this controversial anti-gay bill. The NBC News story says the law will allow business owners, or would if it were to be signed, as long as they assert their religious beliefs, to deny service to gay and lesbian customers. Governor Brewer says this would be devastating. As a matter of fact, didn't, I think there was, was it Major League Baseball or was it Major League Football that said they would be pulling the Super Bowl from Arizona if they went through with this? Didn't I see something along that line?
Yeah, apparently. They haven't, the NFL has not officially said they would do that, but yeah. They said that they are very concerned and they're watching this closely.
All right, so that's what that means. Whether they say right. Or they don't say it, that's what it means.
Back in the 90s, Arizona voted to not recognize Martin Luther King Day, and the NFL pulled the Super Bowl from them then.
What's in the water in Arizona?
That's a good question.
You don't wonder about that. All right, here are our hosts, Bruce St. James, Mike O'Neill, and Pamela Hughes, talking about this. Well, they sort of go back and forth, the argument that the Arizona anti-gay law has anything to do with religion.
I was really, I'm going to say pleasantly surprised, because I'm going to admit that, pleasantly surprised at the religious community, specifically the Christian community here in the city of Phoenix, a majority of them, certainly the leaders, coming out and saying, this bill is not in keeping with Christian principles.
Right. Love thy
neighbor. Denying services to people, denying goods and services, and by the way, baking a cake for a same-sex couple is not a sin.
No.
Right?
Right.
And if it is a sin, if you believe that it is, oh boy, have you opened yourself up. Because I'd actually have more... I'd have respect for, because I currently don't have respect for people that support this bill because they hate homosexuals or they believe that it's a sin and they're all going to go to hell and they're worried about getting the gay on them. I'd have more respect for them if they also denied services to people that are divorced to come in, that one or more of the couple has been divorced, even opposite sex and want a cake, you know? Or what if they've had premarital sex? I'm not making you a cake. Sinner! Sin.
But how I've seen this bill, Bruce, not that I support it, but how I see it is that what this is doing is not to allow discrimination to happen, but that if somebody chooses not to provide a service, that they cannot be sued.
Right. But the only reason they would deny the service and the only example they can give of denying service leading to the lawsuit is denying same-sex couples
not necessarily.
Their business.
It could also be a pharmacist who denies the morning after pill.
It could, but it just hasn't happened. And I think once you start to legislate this type of prejudice, I think then you will start seeing all these. I think you will start seeing other religions saying, well, or other groups saying, well, if we're going to be discriminated against and now there's legal protection for it, well, guess what? We can do the same. We'll do the same. It's like a religious tit for tat.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's going to cause nothing, but if this were to pass, it would cause nothing but infighting within the state. In the small business community, it would be a mess, an absolute mess, a debacle.
I mean, you wouldn't want to repair the car of a Jewish man, right? Because what if he uses that car to go to the synagogue? And, by the way,
that happen?
The Bible instructs people that they have no other gods before a Christian God, so therefore, sinner, if you are fixing the car of a Jewish man. If you're going to believe it, believe all of it. Don't cherry pick. It's just the gays that are causing this attack on my religious freedom. Be consistent. I'd have more respect for you if you were consistent. I'd have a lot more respect if they were consistent. We don't serve fat people because gluttony is a sin.
There you go. All right. And on that note, Elizabeth, time for a disconnect from this hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.